12. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where we are experiencing green skies and a bit of thunder. It looks very interesting out there. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com. You may see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. Feel free to join my email list to receive a weekly announcement of the scheduled guest and other special notices. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna at spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. So if you have questions, don't send them to that email because I will not see them until after the program. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. Jack the Ripper is the best known name given to an unidentified serial killer who was active in the largely impoverished areas in and around the Whitechapel district in London in 1888. The name originated in a letter written by someone claiming to be the murderer, though the media thereafter disseminated. The letter is widely believed to have been a hoax and may have been written by a journalist in a deliberate attempt to heighten interest in the story. Other nicknames used for the killer at the time were the Whitechapel Murderer and Leather Apron. Attacks ascribed to the Ripper typically involve female prostitutes from the slums whose throats were cut prior to abdominal mutilations. The removal of internal organs from at least three of the victims led to proposals that their killer possessed anatomical or surgical knowledge. Rumors that the murders were connected intensified in September and October 1888, and letters from a writer or writers purporting to be the murderer were received by media outlets and Scotland Yard. So this is a very, very interesting subject, and we're going to cover it today. Our guest today is B. Billy Mars. He's been a guest on this program before, and I have linked the story that he is going to tell us to today's date. So welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
And of course, you are best known for the basically all the deaths and all of the stuff that happened during what we call the Dust Bowl.
The American Holocaust, the video, that's how you originally found me, was through the production of the American Holocaust video.
Right, right. And I was looking for things, and I found more than I bargained for. And
yeah, so we always do.
I'm so happy to have found you. But you have another story that's very compelling and very interesting. And so you're going to tell that to us today. What else have you been doing recently?
I've produced music, essentially. I've written enough. I've made enough videos. I'm sort of focusing on music. And the reason this whole topic came about was I decided one day to write a song about Jack the Ripper. He's the most famous serial killer of all times. And you know, there really wasn't a song out there that sort of addressed him. And sometimes we like to write very nice, warm, heart-loving songs. And sometimes we like to assume the characters. And that's what I did.
All righty. We're going to a quick three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Billy Marse, that's M-A-R-S-E, and I've been looking at some other, other potential stories about Jack the Ripper, and of course there has been many since in the last 100 plus years, and there's also been a lot of serial murderers, and very interesting thing to talk about. And you were going to do a song about Jack the Ripper.
About Jack the Ripper. I can't think of anything to say, so I start assuming how he's thinking. What is he thinking? He's the Ripper. And I wrote the words, I ripped her, I bit her, I cut her throat. And that's when I knew I had the song. Then I started to do my research. And my research looked at what was available. A lot of the information online is put there to mislead investigators. Everybody, even at the time of the serial killings, knew exactly who it was. Some of the interviews of Sinclair, which is who actually was the Ripper, the interviewer is sort of hinting to the suggestion that, you know, I'm doing an interview with the Archdeacon, but in fact, I'm really doing an interview with the real Jack the Ripper. Pretty much everyone of of some very high level of intellect can solve this case pretty instantly. And that's really what unfolded in front of me. So I had my lines. I ripped her, I bit her, I cut her throat. That's the ripper right there speaking. And then all I had to do was write the second part. I prayed, I blessed her, I saved her soul. And that's how the song sort of unfolded. Now, the thing about Jack is there is so much written on him. He was a big character. I mean, as far as Jack goes, I mean, the Deacon is, well, he's written many books. There's a lot of information on him. There's a lot of biographies. So his character is pretty, pretty much definable. But a lot of the stuff that we're even going to talk about today is probably even misleading. We'll never really know the truth, because a lot of these websites and these information sites out here are intentionally putting misleading information. And in my blog, I document a couple cases where I found some misleading information. I think even characters, names of people, they've all been sort of recreated, and really what we have to work on is the letters, and then we can document misleading information that is out there. But you start searching. The case file from Scotland Yard, it hasn't even been released to the public yet.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, if you start searching case file, Jack the Ripper, what you end up getting is hit with 1,000 sites or 1,000 hits to a site called The Case File. Well, I mean, it was named specifically to hide any case file that's actually released. There was some portions, some 40 pages of a case file with a lot of names that have been marked off. But the complete case file from Scotland Yard has yet to be released. And there's this investigator, Trevor Merritt, looking on an ABC blog, and it says, Trevor Merritt wants the truth about Jack the Ripper. But Scotland Yard says, you can't handle the truth.
Uh-huh. Trevor Merritt is who you're talking about?
Yeah, Trevor Merritt is an investigator. I believe he worked at some retired police investigator that has worked to solve these cases. But I don't even think he's worked to solve these cases. I think a lot of these people worked to hide the case because
doesn't he believe that it was Aaron Kaminsky that was the a rabbi? Did these murders?
I haven't read, actually. Trevor wrote a book, I believe, or to some extent, and I don't know anything about this. I would expect that his plan is to mislead, you know, anyone that's out there. So would I personally look at Trevor Merritt and his accusations of a rabbi? No, I probably wouldn't.
Why is that?
Well, you have to look at who, well, for one thing, it's a political thing, and this is being hidden at the highest political levels. The Jack the Ripper file is being hidden at the highest level, and I don't believe at the highest level in London, the Judaic religion is. They would... If there was a rabbi that was Jack, I'm sure he would get nailed with it. But if there was a archdeacon from the London church that actually did it, then they would hide the file for sure. So that I would just throw out. He's not worth even mentioning as far as if you're trying to get down to the details.
Okay, how is your research different than his? I mean, did you...
I came at it differently. I said, okay, who would not like prostitutes? Prostitutes would be something that this person would find less appealing. The only thing I could come up with was maybe a female group that would not like their men to cheat, and then come home with some sexually transmitted disease. That would be one group. And then the spiritual group, religious people would find prostitution vulgar. In fact, it's one of the seven deadliest sins, the sin of lust, where in hell, or in Dante's hell, the Inferno, the people in lust or committed to hell for lust are whirled around in a windstorm, and that's their punishment, and they're grabbed and pulled and ripped at. And the Ripper, when he opens up the peritoneum cavity and opens up the intestines, is actually releasing the gas, because these victims are going to hell, the Inferno, and they're going to whip around in this wind, and that's his way to get them in there. It's a very ritualistic action that this character's doing.
All right. Well, don't you think that it might be a possibility that there would be that the real Jack the Ripper would try to attribute his crimes to somebody else? I mean, that's kind of what people do, you know, like the 9/11, they blame another group of people.
Sure, you could look at it that way, but we're talking about someone with a clear psychological condition. This man is a sociopath. Sociopaths are very righteous. That means whatever they do is what should be done. For instance, a sociopath would yell at or would say bad things about you smoking a cigarette while they're smoking a cigarette. That's a sociopath. And Archdeacon Sinclair meets the criteria to be a sociopath. When I found his image finally, a picture of him, that's when I noticed a clear physical condition that would cause psychological problems. And everything sort of fell into place. It's Friday night. I'm not leaving. I'm still on this case. And it was just very interesting to get a biography from someone that is, you know, the most famous serial killer of all times.
All right. Excuse me. You did the song first, and then you decided that you would do a story on him. And where did you research to do the story? And you came up with the idea that it was Archdeacon Sinclair.
Yeah.
And you talked about, you say, a man much too powerful and spiritually righteous to be connected to or accused of being a cannibal and serial killer. Now, his name is William MacDonald Sinclair. And he was born in 1850, died in 1917, and he was an Anglican priest who lived and worked within a half mile from the Whitechapel murders.
Yeah, what I did is I went to I didn't have a picture of him yet. I figured out that we're talking about a priest, someone that found prostitutes as vulgar and against the will of God. So this is a righteous man. He's a sociopath.
How do I know
he's a sociopath?
I mean, was there other indications in his character or his personality that indicated that he was sociopathic?
Now that didn't sort of come around until after I put things together. I didn't have his name at this point, and I started to make a little map of all the churches. And then I started looking for the people who ran these churches.
Okay. Billy, we do need to take a break.
Sure.
We will be right back in 3 minutes.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Billy Marse, that's M-A-R-S-E. He's been a guest on this program several times talking about the American Holocaust during the Dust Bowl. And today we're talking about something that's also very compelling and very fascinating. We're talking about Jack the Ripper. And before we went to the break, I asked if he had exhibited any other sociopathic or psychopathic tendencies. That you know
after I found out who he is, I started recognizing some of the characteristics of a sociopath. And it's any serial killer is going to have sociopathic behavior. Jeffrey Dahmer was accused of sociopath. As far as Archdeacon Sinclair, you can tell from his characteristics that this is a man that seeks the highest office. He is a hard worker because no one else can do the work that he can do. He has to write these books because everybody else is not capable of writing these books. And there's a couple biographies I've got on him where he calls himself the muscular Christian man, and the whole concept of this sort of seems Dark Ages, Inquisition, that that the church needs to flex its muscle and to have this muscular Christian. So when you read the biographies, you can sort of start picking out some characteristics that would assimilate him to being a sociopath.
Is that how you kind of profiled him?
Yeah, originally when I was looking for, I wrote the line. I didn't have the last part. I said, who would kill prostitutes? It's got to be a church man. Church man finds them vulgar. Then I researched all the churches in the community. I started to look for all the priests that worked at the churches. I even emailed the churches and said, who was the priest in 1888? And actually one of the deacons actually, or priest actually, emailed me back, and sent me a name. But by this time I was already on the case, and I already found, some names popping up. Sinclair, a couple others. I was following up leads, and then I went right to finding a picture of Sinclair, because he's written so much stuff. And there's lots of pictures of this guy on the internet you can find. And that's when I found the picture that basically he had taken to tell us that, hey, I'm the real Jack the Ripper and I'd do it again.
Now, what makes you think that this picture says that? I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah.
So tell us why you think that.
This is a picture of Sinclair, and he's basically, he's showing us a lot of information here. His right hand is showing a finger pointing down to hell. And that's the first thing I noticed. And then I noticed that the top of his calf-high boot was just into the portrait. And it had the exact same sheen or shine or reflection of his coat and his pants. We're looking at a man here wearing a deacon's outfit, you know, a churchman's outfit, but it's not of cloth. This isn't a man of cloth we're speaking of. This man is wearing a black leather outfit. And originally, the prostitutes were afraid of someone they called Leather Apron.
How do you know that?
That's come out in some of the files. He was called, before being called Jack the Ripper, the Leather Apron Murderer.
Okay, yes, all righty.
And here, Sinclair is very proud of these murders. He is like performing an inquisition. And to have him dressed, I've never seen a man of a religion dressed in something that you could wear to an S&M convention with chains and whips. Yeah, I could wear this.
How do you know that?
Well, I might put a mask on so no one takes any pictures, but this, you can tell
by... We need to know how you would know what to wear to an S&M convention.
Well, I would wear leather. That's what they would expect to see, black leather.
Okay.
Maybe some red accents. But you can tell the leather boot that just appears in the image has to be leather. Boots are not made out of cotton. I've never heard of a cotton boot. And it has the exact same shine as the pants, the jacket, the cuffs. So that means we're not talking about a different material. We're talking about the exact same material. And I had my man. The next thing I noticed were his eyes. They're very dark, almost sort of sunken. Okay, you got a commercial coming up?
Okay, yes. I'm really into this. I really like stories like this. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Billy Mars. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Mars, and we're talking about Jack the Ripper, and I do have this article that you've done linked on today's schedule, so people can go there and look at this picture that you're referring to. And just before the break, you were talking about his very deep set dark eyes. Could we go back to the apron just momentarily?
Yes, sure.
Okay, he wore an apron. Is there any picture of him that shows the composition of this apron other than the fact that it was leather? Or did anybody else, is the apron part of the archbishop's, dress?
I did look up the requirements of, European or a London Angelical priest. And the only thing that they have is sort of a, some patches and, a thing that goes around their neck that looks like a white scarf. They're very simple attired. It's not like the Roman church where they're real fancy with jewels and silk. It's a very simple attire that they wear. So just a white scarf when they give mass. But it's very well possible that what we're looking at here is the actual suit that he would wear when he would kill someone. That would be easily to wipe the blood off.
Why? Doesn't leather soak up blood?
I don't think so. Not if it's been
Oh, if it's a hard leather that's polished?
Like boots, you could easily
or
wipe.
Or like a saddle or something?
Like a saddle, you could easily wipe. We might be looking at the actual uniform, the Superman costume that he wore when he committed these murders. Blood would be easily, he could turn the jacket around so it would appear more of an, in an apron fashion with the buttons on the back. So I think we're looking at the actual costume that he wore when he, to him, this is a superhero. This is his Superman suit, his Batman suit. To us, it's more of a butcher, a sociopath, but to him, he's got a different thought process going on. And that's what I
have. How do you know?
Well,
I mean, that's kind of supposition.
Yeah, I believe it's pretty much common knowledge that every serial killer is pretty much got psychological problems, either developed at birth or experienced later on through some sort of medical condition, can bring on behaviors. Sociopath is what I call them, but they're also called psychopaths. Sociopath, psychopath, exact same thing. I just like the word sociopath because sociopath is a better way to describe it. These are self-righteous. They have the right to take somebody's life. They have the right to brutalize someone. And the fact that he's brutalizing this person in a certain way shows that for instance, with the Ripper, he removes the uterus because the uterus is a contaminated element, and this lady will not be able to get into heaven with a uterus from hell, working as a prostitute, of course. The jawbone, oral types of customer actions. This is the jawbone. The heart is removed because this person should have intimacy because of the heart. Well, the heart's contaminated. We need to remove this so this woman can get to hell and heaven and be saved. So it's pretty much common knowledge. These are sociopaths, psychopaths, whatever you want to call them. They have either from birth a mental disorder or a medical condition that produced a mental disorder of some sort.
Okay. Okay. If they have it from birth or if they have it early on, did you see anything else in his character, his personality, or in his writings that would indicate that he was sociopathic, and that he would have entered the church because of his psychopathy?
I believe the church is sort of a safe place for people with some psychological conditions to go to. We see a lot of inappropriate behavior with children, specifically boys, that has appeared recently in the news.
Of course, we know that the news is corporate owned,
sure,
and is highly controlled. And
sure,
for instance, we see a lot about the Catholic priests who have been accused of pedophilia, but we never see any mention of all the rabbis who have also been engaging in that kind of activity. We never, ever hear about them. So we have to understand that, you know, the news is controlled. And it's interesting that in this case, that the rabbis seem to never be, that all of their behavior is concealed, whereas the Catholic Church always is highlighted.
Sure, I can just tell you that this man was never married. I start profiling this person. The man's never married. Why? Because he can't function in a marriage. He has some perversion to something that would not make a marriage possible.
So he's
not married.
They don't practice celibacy in this church.
No, I don't believe. I believe the the Angelina Church you're allowed to marry. Okay. It's not the Catholic Church.
Okay.
That was one of the big changes. And in fact, one of the biographies that I was reading, it said he was never married as one of his characteristics. They have, I've got it posted, a picture of him at his desk, and he's got a wall of portraits of women. Covering the whole wall, like a, almost like a trophy.
Okay, now is that in your article? I believe it's scroll down. Okay. Where did you get these pictures?
This picture, let's see, I've got the link. So you...
Okay, casebook.org/Ripper_letters. Is that it?
Now, this came out of, I should put the link under there.
There's the link under there.
Yeah, there's a link, but that's to the next. I put a line, so I sort of separated that. This came out of, I might have it here. Basically, it's a lot of this is still kind of unfinished because I'm still doing research. The guy has so much out there on him. He's written so many books. There should be a link above it where Google Books. There's a Google book. Underneath the picture, the first picture of Sinclair, there's a link to Google Books. And that has the biography. That has one of the biographies. I found more. Now, if you go all the way down to the extreme bottom of the page, I actually take a photocopy of the biography, and I've got it posted there. So it's a Sunday magazine gives the most interesting and informative interview. It's a little bit hard to read. And it goes on and it talks to him. And there's quite a bit out there on this guy and a lot of biography type stuff where he mentions how his workload, he's overworked. And he even gives his schedule to justify his behavior of how he's basically a workaholic, and workaholics, sociopaths have to justify, look at all the things I do for you. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those sort of behavioral characteristics. He's never married, but
all these pictures of women on the wall. Yes. Okay, I see six of them right behind him.
Yeah.
Do we have other another position where we can see the rest of this den or this living room or whatever he's sitting in?
Yeah, I just found it today. We're about maybe a week into this research. And he's creepy. He's creepy. I don't even like doing research on this kind of stuff. I mean, I wrote the song. I don't even listen to the song. It creeps me out. I mean, in one line I say, Bloody Mary got an organ pumping tunes. You know, that's not pretty. It's not pretty. It's not something that I even listen to on a daily basis.
So what compelled you to do this story?
Well, I've written 60 songs. You start running out of topics to write on. What am I going to write on? Love, you know, intimacy. I don't know. I don't know what to write on. So I thought, you know, Jack, I'll write something on Jack. And I've written a song about Jack. Nimble Jack be quick. So I found the word Jack was easy to rhyme and easy to work into a song. And that's how I was looking for other Jacks. And I just came up with the Jack the Ripper.
Okay. So he never married. And you say that strange perversions cannot be hidden in a marriage. He suffered from perversions and mental illness. How do you know that?
Mental illness. I got that. I extrapolated that from his picture. This is a man that suffers from a real medical condition, and it's called sunken eye syndrome. There's about 40 different ways to get these sort of sunken, dark eyes. One of them is dehydration. Often when sailors exit their sinking vessel and they're in a life raft, they will experience these conditions. In the life raft, they're intellectually not the same because they're dehydrated, they have no water, they have very little food, and what do? They often eat one of the other sailors in the life vessel. Dehydration is one of the conditions. Overworking yourself is another condition which you would suffer from, the sunken eye syndrome.
Now, have you found pictures of his parents? Maybe he took after his parents.
Sure. Well, we're talking about a man of such upper social class status that his father was also a deacon of some notoriable character. His background has a lineage of 800 years of history into Scotland.
Was he a Freemason?
I don't know that, but I'm almost positive everybody else in his family was. I haven't found any evidence to that, but I'm almost sure he was. At some point, he's talking in his biography that the students at one of the local priories, like an institution that trains people to be priests in the church, have some small form of Freemasonry, and it's not looked at as very highly. So, yeah, I believe he is a Freemason, but I have found no physical evidence. That makes sense, because then you've got a whole group ready to cover it up. One of the letters attributed to Jack had a bunch of Freemason stuff drawn on it, pyramids and Freemason imagery. So it's very, he's Scottish. Scottish rites of Freemason. It makes sense that he has...
Well, just because somebody is Scottish doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be Masonic.
No.
Now, did you say that you had found pictures of his parents?
Yeah, there was a picture of his mom, which there's a famous painting of an old lady in a chair that's like being blown away by a wind of some sort, like in a profile. I forgot who it was. It was a famous, like, Picasso, or it was one of the famous. No, it was. I can't think of his name. A famous painting. And often commercials have shown, like speaker commercials, where this old lady's sitting in a chair and then the speakers come on and she's blown away. Looks exactly like her. It's sort of a profile picture of a very stern, dressed in black and white, hair covered. So his mom was almost the image of I think it's Renoir has the famous painting of sort of the profile of this lady that's just being blown away by some wind. And I don't know, maybe Renoir solved this case too. It's very easy to solve. And then used...
Well, if it was so easy to solve, how come they didn't solve it?
Well, you can't. You can't solve this. You know, even the ABC article, it says Scotland Yard says he can't handle the truth. The thing about murders is, if you're hiding a murder, let's say, you can also be held for hiding such a murder. Like, if I see a murder and I don't say anything, I'm equally, in some law, held responsible for that. So if we're getting information out here to mislead us to finding a murderer, then there's further prosecution that can take place. This case isn't over because it's still actively being hidden, and hiding a murder is a crime. It's a crime in almost every country in this world. It's like hiding... some Holocaust, you're held liable for those deaths. So there's people of high stature that could be held liable and punished under laws for hiding and misleading details on this case.
Okay, so there were 11 murders of prostitutes in the Whitechapel area from 1888 to 1891, known as the Whitechapel murders.
And one boy. One boy.
Why would somebody that has this penchant for killing prostitutes murder a boy? And did he slice the throat? Did he cut his throat?
That's how it was attributed to possibly being a Ripper murder, is about 100 miles away, within a bike ride, maybe two-day bike ride, a kid was found in the same sort of position.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today is B. Billy Mars, M-A-R-S-E. Okay, so tell us about this. I have several questions, but tell us about this boy that had his throat cut, and you say that he was on a bicycle and that he was in the vicinity of all of these churches?
Well, I haven't actually tracked that part down, but He was well known to ride a bicycle up to 40 miles a day, and he spent 1 week riding to the Scottish Highlands, some 700-mile round-trip bicycle journey, and sleeping out on the marshes, the Scottish marshes.
How old was he?
Sure, during the incident, he was in maybe 28, 30, 30, something like that. I ran my calculator right quick. He was still very young, very strong. This is a very strong man. If he's going to commit a murder, he's going to do it. Prostitutes are very scrappy. They are beaten, abused, robbed daily. You do not want to tangle with a prostitute. You have to be a fairly strong person to pull this off consistently every time he gets away with it. So, you know, a 220-pound, 6-foot-tall man. Very strong. Very strong.
Okay, but this bicycle rider you said was very strong. He was obviously very physically fit. Mm-hmm. So do you think that this is also a victim of Jack the Ripper?
I do believe so. Probably, you know, you're thinking maybe he got tired of killing women. Apparently,
I mean, if he had this predisposition to kill women because they were evil and he had to take out the uterus and all this other stuff, why would he all of a sudden attack a young man who is very strong, very physically fit? Why would he switch?
I don't believe he actually. I believe at some point the murders obviously stopped. Now, it's very well possible that his addiction had a had some sort of condition where he still had some tendency to do this. And we talk about, you know, inappropriate behavior between clergy and children all the time. It's in the news. Archdeacon Sinclair had lunch every Sunday with multiple young boys from the choir. What happens if one of them said, "You touch me inappropriately, I'm going to tell my father"? What happens? The deacon's going to kill him. And it's very well possible that instead of women, the deacon had an attraction to young boys. And that's why every Sunday he had lunch with them. He spent like an hour and a half with young boys. I have absolutely no interest in anything of this, but he had a very dedicated interest.
All righty. We do, excuse me, we do have to take our, 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back.